At the top of our program today, after months of sometimes emotional debate, Michigan will hold its first wolf hunt in nearly 40 years. 1,200 licensed hunters will head to three designated zones in the Upper Peninsula to kill 43 wolves. Although this is Michigan's first hunt in decades, that's not the case for other states in the Upper Midwest. Minnesota and Wisconsin are both heading into their second wolf hunts this year. Here to discuss some takeaways from last year's hunt in Minnesota and what Michiganders might learn from it is Dan Crocker. Dan's a Minnesota public radio reporter based in Duluth. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Mark.
Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely.
The numbers in Minnesota last year were quite a bit higher than the numbers in Michigan this year. There was a 400 wolf quota, I see, in Minnesota, which was met, and the wolf population in northern Minnesota was approximately 2,200. What factors went into determining those quotas, those limits?
And actually, I should correct you that that wolf population was about 3,000. It's dropped to about 2,200 in the most recent survey.
I see.
But the population is pretty robust, and you know, the DNR approached this. They say from a pretty conservative standpoint, they looked at some of the western hunts that had occurred in western states and determining their quotas, and then they set them accordingly. They split the state up into zones similar to what you've done in Michigan, in the primary range in northeast Minnesota, which is where a lot of wilderness is, national forest. They limited the harvest in that area, and then they made the harvest a little more aggressive in the northwest and central parts of the state where there's more conflict with ranchers and farmers and members of the public kind of on the outskirts of their range. So that's how they sort of strategized where the harvest should occur.
What were some of the key takeaways from last year?
Well, I mean, a few things. For one thing, the hunters were more successful than they maybe had anticipated. At least they were more successful than they had been out west. And DNR officials who I've spoken to attribute that mainly to the high density of wolves here in Minnesota. The population here is pretty robust, and there's also a lot more forest roads and access to some of these areas where wolves live. So that was one takeaway. And you know, I think another takeaway is that it's still pretty contentious here in Minnesota, despite the first year being done and the second year moving forward.
Tell us about that. How vocal has the opposition to wolf hunting been here in the past year since last year's hunt wrapped?
Still vocal. I mean, maybe toned down a little bit. I mean, last year's hunt, obviously being the first hunt in the first ever managed hunt by the state, obviously generated a ton of attention. But there's still opposition. In fact, just today, the main kind of anti-wolf hunt advocacy group here that calls themselves Howling for Wolves, they're going to be presenting, I believe, 53,000 signatures to the governor here of folks opposed to the wolf hunt. I attended a protest up here in Duluth a few weeks ago. The Ojibwe tribes and Ojibwe people are still solidly opposed to the hunt for cultural reasons. So there's still a strong opposition to it. That being said, there's also a lot political pressure on the other side. The deer hunter lobby, for instance, it's deer hunting season here, and you know, there's a good half a million deer hunters here in Minnesota, and they would like to see a more aggressive wolf hunt. You know, they complain about wolves eating a lot of deer in northern Minnesota, so there are folks who would like to see a more aggressive hunt.
Do those opposed criticize specific aspects of last year's hunt, or are they basically reiterating the reasons that they've used all along?
Yeah, I mean, it's not. I mean, I think most people if they have to have a hunt, the DNR has approached it relatively conservatively. But, you know, these people are fundamentally opposed to a wolf hunt. Mm-hmm. I mean, language you hear often is, you know, they call it a sport hunt or hunting for fun. They differentiate it between, you know, hunting for deer, for instance, where people, are going after antlers and racks in some areas, but a lot of people are going for the venison. And wolf hunting is, you know, trophy hunting, they call it. And so they characterize it that way. They say it's unnecessary. They say the wolf just recently was taken off the endangered species list, and we're going at this too quickly. We're taking too many wolves too fast. too quickly after it was removed from the endangered species list.
What specifically are the Indian tribes saying here? You alluded to them earlier.
Yeah, they for the Ojibwe people, the wolf plays a central role in their creation stories. There's a wolf clan. Wolves are considered, it's been described to me as wolves are considered their brothers. So they say, when you come up here and hunt and kill wolves, you're killing our brothers. So it's a very strong cultural opposition to it. There's also been some tension here, not so much this year, but last year. A lot of the reservations here in northern Minnesota are not exclusively tribal land. There's a lot of checkerboarded land, a lot of state and private land mixed in those reservation boundaries. And on that land, the hunting is allowed on that land, and some of the bands had asked the DNR to not allow hunting on non-tribal land within reservation borders, and the DNR declined. So that was a bone of contention also with some of the bands, at least last year. I haven't heard as much about that this year.
Our guest is Dan Crocker. Dan's a Minnesota Public Radio reporter based in Duluth. We're talking about takeaways from Minnesota's first wolf hunt last year. Of course, today is the first day of legal wolf hunting here in Michigan in a number of decades. Wisconsin also held a hunt last year. How did their hunt compare to Minnesota's?
It's really interesting to look at, to compare Minnesota and Wisconsin. Minnesota has both states have a pretty thriving population, but Minnesota's population is much larger, around 3,000. It's dropped now, most recent survey, to 2,300 or so, whereas the Wisconsin population is more around the 600 to 700 range. And the states have really approached the hunts pretty differently. Minnesota talks about wanting to maintain a sustainable and thriving wolf population and have a wolf hunt as part of their management strategy, whereas Wisconsin has really approached this hunt as a way to minimize and reduce the wolf population. I don't know the exact numbers, but down to more along the lines of a couple hundred to cut that population by, roughly a third. So they're looking to reduce the population. Minnesota's looking to maintain the population. So it's really fundamental differences in approaching that hunt. And you can see that this year with the harvest. Minnesota has reduced its quota by about half this year to only about 200 wolves, which is, out of 2,400, you do the math, but it's a pretty small percentage of the overall population, whereas Wisconsin's harvest is around the same, I believe, around 200 out of a population of only 600 or 700. So it's they're taking a quite a bit larger percentage of the wolves in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Michigan's numbers are very similar to Wisconsin's, I believe, and we're talking just about a hunt in our upper peninsula.
Right.
What kinds of statements has Minnesota's DNR made throughout this? Are they navigating this thing well? Are they the object of an awful lot of scorn here from the anti-hunting factions?
I don't think so. I mean, the legislature approved the hunt here, so that the DNR is basically carrying out what the state legislature has told them to do. And they're doing it. They have told me several times they're approaching this in a conservative way. They're analyzing they're monitoring the population every year. They're trying to analyze hunting's impact on, if any, on that population and sort of adjust management strategies accordingly. And you can see that this year with their cutting the quota in half. More of the political pressure is being targeted at the governor and, I guess, by extension, the legislature. But that's what I see so far.
Going forward, Dan, what do you think are the important things that states in the upper Midwest here will consider regarding future wolf hunts?
I would go back to, it's going to be, I'll say a couple things. It'll be interesting to see how the public continues to react here in Minnesota, and if there continues to be a loud outcry from folks, and if that continues through, or if it dies down after the hunts become more common. If that happens, it'll be interesting to see if politicians react to that. But I will go back again to, to looking at how the different states are approaching the hunts themselves. And if they decide that hunts are appropriate and part of their management strategy, I think the critical thing to do and what people should be looking at is how their DNRs are approaching it and how, and if, are they looking to sort of maintain the population? Are they looking to really drop that population down to sort of reduce the conflicts that wolves can have with livestock producers and other folks in the northern parts of the state?
I'm led to believe wolves follow deer, that wherever you have a significant deer population, wolves are going to follow. Is that significant in this debate?
I would say so. It's clearly, if you look at Minnesota just finished a survey, a population survey this past winter. That was the first one they had done in 5 years. That showed a drop in the wolf population from roughly 3,000 to roughly 2,200 over those 5 years. But the DNR attributes that largely to a reduced deer population. They say that a drop in deer numbers, you know, directly attributed to a drop in the wolf numbers. So clearly, they're connected. And again, you know, there is that deer hunting lobby that wants a bit more of an aggressive hunt to reduce those impacts on the deer.
Dan Crocker is a Minnesota Public Radio reporter based in Duluth. Dan, we appreciate it. Thanks for talking with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. My pleasure.